愿大家平安。
Peace be with everyone.
我们这个礼拜的读经是历代至上。
This week's Bible reading is First Chronicles.
那在历代至上十二章以后我们有看到常常提到一件事情，就是约柜。
From First Chronicles chapter 12 and forward, there's many mentions of carrying the ark.
我们今天晚上就来思考这个问题抬约柜。
So we will consider this topic tonight, which is carry the ark.
我们看列代志上的十五章。
Let's turn to First Chronicles 15.
列代志上十五章。
First Chronicles chapter 15.
从第一节一直到第三节，请读。
From verse 1-3.David constructed buildings in the city of David. He then prepared a place for the ark of God and pitched a tent for it. Then David said, Only the Levites may carry the ark of God, for the Lord chose them to carry the ark of the Lord and to serve before him perpetually. David assembled all Israel at Jerusalem to bring the ark of the Lord up to the place he had prepared for it.
这个地方说大卫为自己建造宫殿。
It says here that David constructed buildings in the city of David.
这宫殿就是他自己要做的，要住的。
So this palace is for his own dwelling.
那其他的圣经也有说大卫想要为神建殿。
The other versions of the Bible mentions that David wanted to wish, he wished to build a temple for God.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为在会幕里面他们走旷野的时候在抬着有支他这个会幕。
Because while they were traveling in the wilderness, they carried the tent or the tabernacle with the ark.
那这个会幕分外面叫做至圣所，里面叫至圣所。
The tent or the tabernacle is separated into the outer court and the inner sanctuary.
那这个至圣所一般人连祭司也不能进去，大祭司只能一年一次进去。
There's the most inner court, which is the Holy of Holies, where only the highest priest can go in once a year.
那要带着血为以色列百姓赎罪。
He had to carry blood with him in order to redeem the sins of the Israelites.
那这个至圣所就是代表神的同在。
The holy place symbolizes the place of God's dwelling.
那在至圣所里面有约柜，还有施恩的宝座。
In the Holy of Holies, there resides God's ark and also the throne of mercy.
所以以色列百姓在旷野，摩西常常进到会幕里面求问神。
And during the wilderness, many of the Israelites often come before the tabernacle to seek God's will.
那神一降临，先就云降下来，然后神就降到这个至圣所。
When the Lord descended in a form of the cloud or pillar, the entire tabernacle would be filled with cloud.
那在出埃及记当中，神告诉摩西要怎么做会幕。
And in the book of Exodus, God instructed Moses how to build the tabernacle.
而且要怎么来做约柜。
And also how to construct the ark.
这个约柜就是代表神的同在。
This ark symbolizes God's abidance.
那在那里有施恩的宝座，神同在的地方就有丰盛的恩典。
Where there is also the throne of mercy, wherever God resides, there is abundant grace.
那约柜里面有三件事东西。
Within this ark, there are three important elements.
一个是神的律法。
One is God's laws.
这个是人跟神立约的地方的一个律法。
These are the laws of covenant, the promise between God and people.
所以在出埃及记神说，你们要做我的子民。
And in the book of Exodus, God mentions that you shall be my people.
如果你们遵守我的话。
As long as you obey my words.
所以神的同在里面应该要有神的话。
So in order to have God's abidance, we need to make sure God's word is present.
那这是我们跟神立约的一个根据。
And this is one basis for which we have a covenant with God.
那在约柜里面还有亚伦的杖。
Inside this ark, there is also the staff of Aaron.
这个杖代表生命，这个杖会发芽。
This is a staff which budded and it symbolizes life.
这个杖也代表能力。
It also symbolizes power.
所以当初他们在走旷野路，摩西的那一根杖行了很多神迹。
So during the time of the wilderness, the staff of Moses, performed many miracles.
那这个杖看起来是木头把它砍下来的，但是会发芽。
And the staff on the surface just seems like it's a lump of wood which was chopped off, and yet it was able to bud.
所以神同在的地方。
So wherever God resides,
有能力。
There is great power.
有生命。
There is life.
看起来是死的，其实里面是有生命的。
What appears to be dead is in fact alive.
那约柜里面还有manna.
Within this ark, there is also manna.
那 manna 是什么？
What is manna?
他们在旷野每一天生活的需要。
It is the,
要吃的。
It is the daily bread in which the Israelites ate every day while in wilderness.
所以神的同在，那里面含有我们生活的需要，神都会看顾。
God's abidance also tells us that God will provide for our daily needs.
因此他们在旷野当中不论走到哪里，一定约柜要抬到那里。
So while wherever they travel in the wilderness, the ark would be carried there.
因此代表神的同在。
For it symbolizes God's abidance.
那大卫这个人是有良心的，他觉得自己住的宫殿这么好，但是这个会幕看起来这么差，他过意不去。
David is a man of great conscience, so he felt guilt-stricken when he lived in fancy palace while God'sark is residing in a shabby tent.
所以他打算呢为神建殿。
So he intended to build a temple for God.
但是神说你没有办法，因为你手流血过，你没有资格。
But God told him that he was unqualified, for he had shed much blood.
所以大卫就很认真预备他的孩子所罗门就来建荣耀辉煌的殿。
And hence, David began to prepare in earnest many of the building materials.For his son to build this temple.
那个殿后来被拆毁。
Later, this temple was taken down and destroyed.
那个殿到新约时代就指着教会。
In the New Testament, that temple symbolizes the church.
教会是神同在的地方。
For church is a place where God resides and abides.
所以在这里说，立位人要抬约柜。
Here it mentions that the Levites are to carry the Ark of God.
而且在第二节下面说而且永远来侍奉他。
And also says to minister before God forever.
所以当时旧约时代的人抬约柜就是在侍奉神。
So in the Old Testament, the people who carry the Ark of God are ministering to God.
那我们现在如果把它倒过来讲我们在教会里面侍奉神，今天就是在旧约时代的抬约柜。
And if we were to put it in today's terms, if we are serving God, then we are equivalent to carrying the ark in the Old Testament.
所以这是一件非常重要的工作。
And this is a very important task.
那抬约柜有什么限制？
What kind of restrictions are placed upon carrying the ark?
首先这个约柜要用抬的。
First of all, this ark must be carried.
这里特别讲要抬约柜。
It mentions here especially to carry the ark.
我们来看民数记第四章。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 4.
民数记第四章。
Numbers 4.
15节。
Verse 15. And when Aaron and his sons have finished covering the sanctuary and all the furnishings of the sanctuary, when the camp is set to go, then the sons of Kohath shall come to carry them, but they shall not touch any holy thing, lest they die.
这里说第一个要抬，第二个不可以摸。
It mentions here that first they have to carry, then secondly, not to touch.
那二十节。
Verse 20. But they shall not go in to watch while the holy things are being covered, lest they die.
所以也不可以看。
And they are also...forbidden from watching.
所以这里讲三个很重要，第一个要用抬的，第二个不可以摸，第三个也不可以看。
Here he mentions three important criteria. First, must carry. Second, do not touch. Third, do not watch.
那为什么不可以摸？因为这是圣的，代表神。
Why is it that they were prohibited from touching? Because this is holy. It symbolizes God.
那为什么不可以看？因为这是圣的人不能看。
And how is it that they are forbidden to watch? Because this is holy. People are unworthy to watch it.
那因为这样子这个条件呢、啊，所以啊、在前面里面有讲哈、啊，第四章民数记第四章
，In Numbers 4，
啊，从第二节
，Beginning from verse 2， take a census of the sons of Kohath from among the children of Levi by their families by their father's house。
第三节
，From 30 years old and above, even to 50 years old, all who enter the service to do the work in the tabernacle of meeting。
哦、所以真正在抬约柜的、哦、年龄是有限制的。
So we see the people who actually carry the ark are restricted by age.
哦，是三十岁到五十岁。
It's limited to age between 30 to 50.
哦，那有人就以这个年龄来说啊，我们教会圣工啊，现在都用年轻人了，三十岁到五十岁，五十岁以后就要退下来。
So some people use cite this verse by saying whoever fits the age.Limit between 30 to 50 can serve in church, and if you're above 50, then you cannot serve.
不过我们要想啊，当时的约柜是木头做的。
But let's think about this. The ark made in the Old Testament was made of wood.
真正是很重的。
They are very heavy.
所以要三十岁到五十岁才有那个力量来抬，才能够走得动，走得远。
This is why age limit was for.Age between 30 to 50, so they have the strength to carry this heavy object.
那现在教会的圣工，除了说总务去倒垃圾比较重一点，不需要抬。
But as for the work in church nowadays, other than carrying the trash to the dumpster, there's nothing heavy for us to physically carry.
哦，所以这个三十岁到五十岁年轻力壮有力量，今天代表什么？
So for the people who fit the age criteria 30 to 50, who are young and vibrant, who do they refer to?
今天代表里面那个灵性很刚强。
This symbolizes the people whose spiritual faith is very strong within.
所以彼得、雅各、约翰为什么叫做教会的柱石？
So why is that that Peter, James, and John are considered the pillars of the church?
你看我们盖第二期工程，那个柱子是用铁做的。
And you look at our second phase construction, the pillars are made of steel.
那为什么要铁？因为这个比较硬。
Why steel? Because it's very strong.
地震来也不会倒。
And even with earthquake, it will remain strong.
啊，彼得、雅各、约翰既然是柱子，就是比较硬，那力量可以承受力量，不会压垮。
Peter, James, and John are considered the pillars because they are so strong. Even with superior forces, they can withstand.
哦，所以现在谁能够在教会承担圣工？
They won't collapse. So who are able to serve in the church nowadays?
就是在属灵里面、哦、有刚强有力量。
They are the ones who are spiritually strong.
不会被责任压垮的。
And they will not collapse because of the burdens and responsibilities.
这样就可以负担圣工。
Then they are able to carry the holy work.
那如果这个圣工会压垮了，那这个就要退下来，因为这已经超过五十岁了。
If a person's faith will collapse because of holy work, and then it's time for them to retire because they are over age 50.
或者这还没有三十岁啊，这还太嫩。
Or maybe they are not yet 30 years old; they are still too tender.
好，所以怎么让我们能够刚强
？So how can we become strengthened?
两个重点。
There are two important points.
看以弗所书
，Ephesians
啊，以弗所书的第三章
，Ephesians 3.
以弗所书第三章
，Ephesians 3.
啊，三章十六节
，Verse 16.That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man.
所以这里说哈，求神借他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你心里的力量刚强起来。
Here it requests, please that God will, according to the riches of his glory, be strengthened us with might in the spirit in the inner man.
所以有可能一个人身体不是很强壮。
So a person may be physically weak.
好像提摩太啊，胃常常出问题。保罗说你要喝一点酒
啊。Just like Timothy, who often had stomach problems, and Paul encouraged him to take some wine.
但是保罗看中提摩太里面呢、啊，有无畏的信心。
But Paul saw that inside Timothy himself there is a undefeatable courage.
他很刚强，所以就把工作交给他。
He was very strong, and Paul entrusted work onto him.
那这个无畏信心，这个刚强从哪里来？
Where did he derive his brave courage from?
这里说神借着他的灵叫你里面那个人刚强起来。
here states that God, through His Spirit, strengthened your inner man.
所以不是我们能做什么。
So it's not that we as humans we are capable of anything.
让我们不断的祷告，被圣灵充满以后，我们就觉得神给我们力量，能够承担神托付我们的工作。
But rather, after unceasing prayer, God through the Holy Spirit strengthened our inner man to give us the power to work for Him.
所以摩西40岁的时候，他一定想说进王宫我最适合。
When Moses was 40 years old, he probably thought to himself, I am the most worthy candidate to go into the palace.
因为我是从王宫出来的。
Because I came from the palace.
那在这牧羊磨了四十年以后。
But after 40 years of being worn out by the wilderness,
神要用他说啊，我是谁？
When God was going to use him, he said, Who am I?
他觉得自己不行。
He felt that he was unworthy.
好，那神才说我要跟你同在。
But it was then that God said, Now I'm going to abide with you.
那那个证明就是这根杖。
And the proof is in the staff that he carried.
所以当一个人觉得不行，这样神就可以用他。
So when a person felt that he is unqualified, that is exactly the moment God wants to use him.
因为这个人会认真祷告，被圣灵充满，神的能力就加添在他身上。
For this person will pray hard and allow the Holy Spirit to infuse him with power to carry out the work of God.
有一个弟兄被选做总务，他说那一天晚上回去。晚上睡不着觉。
There was a brother who was chosen as the general affair, but that night he could not fall asleep.
因为那教会里面事情太多了。
Because there is so much work in the church.
那太太就邀他说：“我们起来祷告。”
So his wife encouraged him, said, "Let's get up and pray."
祷告祷告，哎，他就能睡了。
After certain prayer, he was able to go sleep.
因为神的灵加添大力量。
Because God's Spirit strengthened him.
所以他那一任做了很多事情。
And during his term, he was able to accomplish many things.
是因为神给他有刚强的心。
This is because God strengthened his inner man.
来承受这个责任。
So that he was able to carry out the duties.
所以我们要做利未人来抬神的工作，要刚强。
So in order to become Levites to carry out God's task, we have to strengthen the inner man.
我们看提摩太后书。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy.
第二章的第一节。
Chapter 2, verse 1.You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
这里保罗勉励提摩太。
Here Paul encourages Timothy.
要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来。
To be strong in the grace that is in Jesus Christ.
怎么刚强？
How to be strong?
在神的恩典上刚强。
To be strong in the grace of God.
你看那个十二个探子。
If we look at the 12 spies,
他们先去看迦南地。
They first surveyed the land of Canaan.
不错，迦南地很好，十二个人都肯定迦南地很好。
And from their report, they all affirmed that the land of Canaan is truly wonderful.
但是就是有十个不敢进去。
But there were 10 who lacked the faith to enter.
那里人太高了，我们像蚱蜢一样。
The people there were so gigantic. When compared to them, we were like grasshoppers.
那城墙太伟大，我们怎么有办法？
The city walls are so thick, there's no way we can attack them.
但是等到他们真的进到迦南地。
But once they actually step into the land of Canaan.
没有啊，耶利哥是自己倒的，也不是他们打倒了。
And it wasn't like that at all. The city of Jericho collapsed by itself. They didn't have to do one thing.
圣经说神用防风在他面前把敌人赶出去，防风一直叮了，敌人就跑掉了。
The Bible says God sent swarms of hornets to attack their enemies so that they didn't even have to fight them.
这个就是神的恩典啊。
So this is out of God's grace.
所以我们能刚强，不是我们能够变什么东西出来。
So to be strong doesn't mean that we can magically make something appear.
是神的恩典够我们用。
But rather because God's grace is sufficient for us.
我们常常讲神的恩典够，我们也都是在讲我们个人的问题。
We often say God's grace is sufficient for us, meaning that it's for our individual self needs.
其实教会也是这样。
But the same principle applies to the church.
只要合神旨意的事情。
As long as anything that pleases God's will.
神的恩典够我们用。
Then God's grace will be sufficient.
到最后一定可以做成。
So finally, the task will be completed.
所以我们从圣经有这个应许，我们就不怕。
And because we have this promise from the Bible, we are not afraid.
因为他是老板是神嘛。
Because we know our ultimate boss is God himself.
他给我们工作，他会预备他的恩典。
When he has assigned a job for us, he will prepare his grace along with it.
求神借着圣灵给我们里面这个人刚强，能够来承受这个责任。
All we have to do is pray so that through the Holy Spirit, our inner man will be strengthened.
所以这个利未人呢，三十岁到五十岁，因为要抬，
So the Levites, the age was between 30 to 50 because they had to carry the ark.
好，那我们再来看啊，第民数记第七章。
Let's turn back to Numbers 7.
好，民数记第七章。
Numbers chapter 7.
好，第九节。
Verse 9. But to the sons of Kohath he gave none, because theirs was the service of the holy things which they carry on their shoulders.
这个地方特别讲得很清楚。
Here it specifically says.
说这个啊，前面有讲哦，那个抬约柜的哦，这个是啊，还有会幕，这是交给歌侠的子孙。
Previously, it says the work of the carrying of the tabernacle meetings and all those.Things that belongs to the sons of Kohath.
那第九节特别讲哦，车跟牛都没有交给他们。
But verse 9 specifically says that the cart and the oxen were not given to them.
那最后特别讲是要用肩头去抬。
And especially mentions that they were to carry it on their shoulders.
为什么
？Why？
因为人都有惰性嘛。
Because humans all have their sense of laziness.
旷野天这么热，那抬在肩头。现在有一头牛给我了啊，放在牛上了。
In the wilderness is so hot, and this is so heavy. So if there's an oxen and a cart, what human nature is just to put it on the oxen cart?
啊，刚好也有车子分配给我啊，就放在车子用牛拉，这样最好。
And since there's also the cart, it's so convenient. It would be so they could just put it on the cart.
所以车跟牛都没有交给他，要放在肩膀里面抬。
And this is why it says that carts and oxen should not be assigned to them. They are to carry on their shoulders.
为什么
？Why？
因为抬有重量。
Because when you carry, you have the sense of weight.
有重量就有压力。
When there is weight, there is pressure.
那你要把这个约柜抬到哪个地方，神就同在那，你一定要承担这个重量。
So wherever you carry this ark,God will abide with you, then you must be able to withstand this weight.
所以当初他们啊，耶利哥城怎么倒的
？When, how was it that the city of Jericho collapsed?
还不是抬耶利抬这个约柜走在前面呢
？They were carrying this ark in the very beginning of the formation.
所以可以有两个选择啊。
They had two choices.
啊，约柜我不要。
They can let go of the ark.
因为太重了。
Because it's too heavy.
那约柜不要好了，就你亲自用人去攻墙吧。
So if they forgo the ark, they have to go with bare hand to attack the city.
哦，那如果用人自己去攻
，and using human means to attack the city,
第一个墙有没有办法攻破的？不知道。
First of all, it's unknown whether they can break down the wall.
第二个，如果攻破，里面人高马大，不知道死多少人。
And secondly, after you get into the city, the people inside are so strong and tall.Maybe you will suffer tremendous casualties.
所以他们大概也没有这个把握。
So they had no assurance.
那没有把握，只有顺服神。
So since they had no assurance, they had to yield to God's instructions.
那神的方法很简单。
God's way is so simple.
第一个，信得下去吗
？First, can you accept it?
第二个，这个重量抬得下去吗
？Second, can you carry this weight?
好，信得下去就把它抬起来。
If you can believe in God, then you can carry this weight.
一天绕一圈。
You loop around the city one time each day.
哦，这个大概不是很困难，只有一圈而已吧。
This is probably not too difficult because it's just one loop.
啊，第七天绕七圈。
And on the seventh day, you loop around seven times.
七圈就不简单了。
Seven times is much harder.
约柜抬着绕七圈了，相当重，这相当远。
Imagine carrying this very heavy ark, going around the city for seven rounds. That is a very long distance.
七就是代表完全。
Seven symbolizes perfection.
神要我们做的本分要尽。
God's duties that are assigned to us, we must fully execute.
你如果走六圈啊，太累，我不做了。
If we wrap around six times and we get exhausted and say, "Oh, I give up."
耶利哥也不会倒。
Then the city of Jericho will not crumble.
神说七圈就是七圈。
When God said seven times, it's seven times.
神有时候。
God has His timing.
你要照到神的时候到了。
We have to keep looping around until God's time is right.
不做那很重。
Even though it's very heavy.
但是神知道，我们抬不动，神知道。
But God is fully aware of our capabilities, whether we can carry the burden.
那我们的本分完了，一喊耶利哥就倒了。
as long as we fulfill our obligation and duties, then I'll loop around the city and shout, then the city will crumble.
所以有时候教会的问题哦，你要用人的方法来解决，真的是很难。
So the problems inside a church are often not solvable by human means.
但是要用神的方法来解决，这太简单了。
But if we were to solve it through godly means, then it's too simple.
有一次我到一个地方去。
Once I visited a certain place.
有一个同工就告诉我。
And there's a coworker who told me.
他本来教会很多问题。
He discovered that there's many problems in the church.
不晓得怎么办。
And he doesn't know where to begin.
负责人要改选。
And there was a change of terms for the council member.
大家就祷告。
So he prayed.
一个月就一个礼拜，中午禁食，大家禁食祷告。
So every week they would fast one lunch.
真的很奇妙。
And miraculously,
选新的一批负责人。
They chose a new group of council members.
是工作的团队。
And they are working partners.
每个人都愿意抬约柜。
Each person is willing and able to carry the ark.
这个所有过去的问题全部一下就解决。
So all of a sudden, the problems of the past are no longer there. They disappear.
所以有时候神在解决问题，不是我们想得到，太简单了。
So sometimes when God solves the problem, it's really beyond human imagination. So simple.
所以这个抬约柜本身哦是有重量的。
Carrying this ark, the task in itself has pressure because of the weight.
所以，但是这个是神要我们做的一个方法。
But this is a divinely appointed means.
我们看哥林多后书。
Turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians.
第十一章。
Chapter 11.Verse 28. Besides the other things that comes upon me daily, my deep concern for all the churches.
这里说除了这个外面的事就前面几节了。
Besides the other things, besides anything before verse 28.
那前面几节是什么？
What are described in the previous verses?
被打。
Being beaten.
被丢石头。
Being stoned.
船坏几次。
And being shipwrecked.
遇到假弟兄。
And, encounter false members.
这个都是外面的苦难。
All these are perils from outside.
这看得见。
They are visible.
所以保罗的衣服一拉起来啊，都有受苦的记号。
So if Paul were to lift up his shirt, you can see wounds of suffering.
但是我们现在衣服一拉起来，享福的记号，一看就知道要减肥。
But for us now, if we were to lift up our shirt, we can see that we have the sign of luxury because we need to lose weight.
好。除了这个以外，里面天天有为教会挂心的事压在我身上。
Besides these things, what comes upon me daily is my deep concern for all the churches.
这就是抬约柜啊，心里有压力。
And this is what it means to carry the ark, to have this pressure within our heart.
那圣经不是说神的担是轻省的吗？
Doesn't the Bible say that God's yoke is light?
不错，神的担是轻省。
It's true that God's burdens are light.
这有两个解释。
And there are two explanations.
一个我们个人的事情。
First is our personal matters.
神的担是轻省。
God's yoke is easy for us.
怎么轻省？
How is it easy?
就要交托。
Because we just need to entrust upon God.
怎么交托？
How do we entrust?
你就天天来教会祷告。
And each day come before the church to pray.
祷告到你把一件担子交给你天上的神。
We pray until the point where we totally entrust our burdens to our heavenly God.
小孩子把他的问题交给他爸爸。
Just like a child giving a problem to his parents.
那我怎么知道有没有交出去？
So how do we know if we have fully entrusted our matters?
交出去以后你就没有忧虑了，就没有压力了。
If you were to fully entrust it to God, then you would not feel any kind of pressure or worry.
问题还在啊。
Even though the problem still exists.
没有压力，我已经交出去了。
But there is no pressure because you have already given the problem over to God.
那这个叫做神的担是轻省的。
This is what it means that God's burdens are light.
那教会的问题也是这样啊。
The same is true with church problems.
有责任感一定有压力。
If we have a sense of responsibility, there will be pressure.
那压力怎么办？
What do we do with this pressure?
就是要来教会祷告啊。
We need to come to church and pray.
一直交给神，交到最后，交出去了。
We entrust to God continually, and then finally, we are able to release this burden onto God.
那这个叫做轻省。
And this is what it means to have a light burden.
所以神的担是轻省的，不是说没有压力啊。
God's burden is light doesn't mean that there is no pressure.
有的人啊，对自己的事情啊，稍微小事情就烦恼得很。
For some individuals, if they have even small matters, they worry about it, really stress over it.
对教会的事情啊，都不会烦恼。
But when it comes to church matters, they really couldn't care less.
为什么？
Why is that?
也可以讲信心很大，但也可以讲没有责任。
We can say that maybe he has great faith, or maybe he has no sense of responsibility.
没有责任，你也不会被 fire 掉。没有责任的，你就不会有压力。
Since he is without responsibility, you don't have to do anything, and you will not get fired.
哦，但是这也可能是指着哦，很认真在为圣工祷告，祷告到交出去了。
But it could also mean that because you're working so hard and you're entrusting everything to God, so finally you don't worry about it.
哦，比方说我们灵恩布道会快到了。
For instance, our spiritual convocation is upon us.
如果我们真的关心教会
，If we truly care about the church,
会有压力的。
There would be a sense of concern in us.
牧道者在哪里
？Where is our true seekers?
哦，那有很多的信徒，要怎么让他来？
There are a lot of members. How do we encourage them to attend?
包括我们自己的家人
including our own family members.
怎么让他们来参加联会得到造就
How can we encourage them to come to the evangelical and spiritual convocation so they may be edified?
那这个就是在抬约柜
These are all tasks relating to carrying the ark.
那这个担是轻省的
This burden is light.
如果我们常常祷告
As long as we pray often,
一直交托神
we continually entrust to God.
让圣灵充满我们里面。
And the Holy Spirit fill our inner man.
我们知道我们有责任，但是我们不会忧虑，也不会感觉到压力。
Then, even though we realize that we have our responsibilities, but we will not worry or feel the pressure.
因为我们已经靠主刚强，在神的恩典上刚强。
Because we have rely upon God to be strengthened inside through God's grace.
所以利未人抬约柜啊，是有重量的。
When the Levites carried this ark, they felt the weight.
啊，但是后来怎么弄出来说？用牛车来抬来载呢
？So how is it that they decided to use the oxen cart to carry the ark？
哦，到底是从哪里出来的
？Where exactly did that come from？
撒母耳记上第六章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 6。
啊，撒母耳记上第六章。
1 Samuel chapter 6。
19节。
Verse 19。Then he struck them.
等一下，第六章第一节跟第二。
Chapter 6, verse 1 and 2. Now the ark of the Lord was in the country of the Philistines 7 months, and the Philistines called for the priests and the diviners, saying, "What shall we do with the ark of the Lord? Tell us how we should send it to its place."
第三节。
3. So they said, if you send away the ark of God of Israel, do not send it empty, but by all means return it to him with a trespass offering. Then you will be healed, and it will be known to you why his hand is not removed from you.
结果后来是因为约柜被掳到非利士地以后，他们去问他们的祭司。
So later on, as the story unfolds, because the ark of God was captured into the land of Philistine, and they went to consult their priests.
那个是拜偶像的祭司啊。
And these priests are idol priests.
那个祭司就给他一个建议啊。
And they made this recommendation.
那接下去再读下去，就是他建议就是要用牛啊，然后把抬着约柜回去。
And what they recommended was to use an oxen and the oxen cart to carry the ark of God and return it back to the Israelites.
在第八节。
In verse 8, then take the ark of the Lord and set it on the cart and put the articles of gold which you are returning to him as a sin offering in the chest by its side, then send it away and let it go.
所以为什么会弄出一个乌撒被神击杀？
So how is it that there was an incident of Uzza being struck dead by God?
如果约柜用人抬，就不会掉到地上。
If the ark of God was carried by human hands on the shoulders, then it would not have fallen into the ground.
因为这不是一个人啊，这是好几个人一起抬的。
Because it wasn't carried by one individual, but by many individuals.
会掉在地上是因为用牛来拉车。
The ark would fall onto the ground because they were carrying it with the oxen cart.
这不是神。指示的方法。
This is not God's prescribed method.
所以有时候教会为什么发生问题
Why is it that there are problems within the church?
就是当初我们在推行圣工的时候，
It is because when we try to mobilize this church project,
那个观念、那个做法、那个想法是从外面借进来的，不是圣经的，不是神叫我们做的方法。
That motive, concept, and execution are not derived from the Bible, but from human means.
比方说一个人很有才能。
For instance, let's say one person is very talented.
要很注重个人的荣耀。
And really care about his individual glory and honor.
那我们就看这个人很有才能，就大大给他用。
And since we see that, we recognize he is so talented, and so we just heavily use this individual.
忘记了神要用人要有好名声，圣灵充满，智慧充足。
And forget that for God to use an individual, he must be good, to have a good reputation, be filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们只看到因为他很有才能，社会做了很多事情。
And we only recognize that because he is so talented and he is so accomplished in this society.
那这样人用下去，过了一段时间，你要教会很多问题。
And if you were to use this individual, after a while, you see many problems cropping up in the church.
为什么？
Why?
因为他方法不是从神来，是从外面带进来。
Because the method is not from God, but rather from the outer, the secular world.
所以我们要非常谨慎，就是我们传的道理，我们在做事情的方法，全部都要从神来。
So we have to be very cautious. Whatever we do, whatever truth that we preach must be derived from God.
那这样就不会有出现一个乌撒被杀。
Then we can prevent an incident of Uzza being struck dead.
那这个乌撒被杀的第二个原因
，The second reason Uzza was struck dead，
就是神说不可以摸就不可以摸。
Because God specifically said, "Do not touch."
那约柜是神的嘛
？And the ark belongs to God.
但是我们为着要看起来约柜会倒下去，违背神的诫命的方法去做神的事情，这个本身不对的。
So, even though the ark had fallen and he tried to use human means to hold it up, but it's against God's teaching.
教会是神的。
Because the church belongs to God.
解决神的事情要用神的方法。
To resolve the problems, we have to use divine means.
你很爱教，我们很爱教会，如果我们用不是神的方法来解决问题。
If even though we love the church very much, but we use a way that is in contradiction to God's way.
这就好像乌撒一样啊。
Then it would be no different from Uzza.
他的动机是好的。
He has a very good motive.
但是他方法是违背神的旨意。
But his method was totally against God's method.
这样子不好的。
Then that is not so good.
这样等于对神没有信心。
Because then we are showing a lack of trust in God.
所以乌撒为什么被杀？
Why was Uzza struck dead?
神说不可以看就不要看，神说不可以摸就不可以摸。
If God says do not watch, don't watch. If God says don't touch, don't touch.
就好像神对当时亚当跟夏娃不可以吃就不可以吃。
Just like God told Adam and Eve, don't eat, then don't eat.
这个就对神的尊重。
This is showing respect to God.
那约柜倒下去，这是神的事情。
When the ark of God had fallen, this is a divine matter.
神会负责。
God will shoulder the burden.
真的会倒下去吗？
Would it truly fall?
神的事情，神难道会比我们人还愚拙吗？
Is God so weak that he cannot really protect himself and require human intervention?
神的力量难道比我们人还小吗？
Is God's strength even less than human strength?
要我们人用不是神的方法来解决神的问题吗？
Does God want us to use human
way? 解决教会的问题吗？
Does God want us to resort to human means in order to resolve our church issues?
所以我们要了解是我们在服侍神是有一些功课要学习。
So we need to realize that there are certain lessons and homework we have to do while serving God.
好，列代志上十五章。
First Chronicle 15.
好，列代志上十五章。
First Chronicles 15.
好，十四节。
Verse 14.
十五章十四。
Chapter 15, verse 14. So the priests and the Levites sanctified themselves to bring up the ark of the Lord God of Israel.
这里特别讲啊，特别讲啊，祭司利未人要自洁。
Here specifically mentions that the priests and the Levites sanctify themselves.
因为神是圣洁的。
Because God is holy.
神的事情是圣的。
God's matters are holy.
所以要自洁。
And therefore we must sanctify ourselves.
自洁神就与他们同在。
Once they sanctify themselves, God abided with them.
所以当时他们要过约旦了。
And at the time they were crossing the Jordan River.
也是要宣布要先要自洁。
And there was an announcement made that they had to sanctify themselves first.
那个祭司抬着约柜，脚一踏到约旦河，喝水就干了。
And when the priests were carrying the ark, as soon as they stepped into the Jordan River, the river became dry.
但是以利那个时代，
but during the time of Eli,
要去跟非利士人打仗，
they were about to engage in battle with the Philistines.
约柜就抬出来，哇，大家好高兴，今天约柜出来。
They brought out the ark, and everyone shouted in jubilee.
非利士人好害怕，他们抬约柜啊。
The Philistines were in fear because they saw the ark of God.
那结果呢？
But what happened?
约柜被掳。
The ark of God was captured.
好多人被杀掉了。
Many people were slaughtered.
这么有力量的约柜，怎么变成他约柜被掳呢？
Such a powerful instrument, the ark, how can it be captured?
因为以利的两个儿子也跟在约柜里面了。
Because Eli's two sons were following behind the ark.
在圣殿里面犯奸淫。
And they were committing adultery in the temple.
结果神的同在就没有了。
And as a result, God's abidance disappeared.
所以做圣工要圣洁。
So in order, while serving God, we need to be sanctified.
神就与我们同工。
And God will abide with us.
唱诗。
Sing him.
225首。
225. Please be seated.
我们大概还有一个半月的时间啊，有联合布道会。
We have about a month and a half before the evangelical service.
让这个压力进到我们心里面。
Let's allow this pressure enter into our heart.
也让我们求主加添我们力量。
And also ask the Lord to strengthen our inner
man. 在他的恩典上刚强。
So we can grow strong in His grace.
让我们能够体会到在神里面啊，这个担子是轻省的。
So we can experience that in God, the burden is light.
我们祷告，求圣灵充满，让我们里面这个人能够刚强。
Let's pray and ask God to strengthen our inner man.
一起来祈祷。
Let's pray together.